Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Cherie. Sunday morning, East 11 a.m. East Coast time, and I'm really glad to be here. Some of you guys have sent out an email if you're on my distribution list or Angel Coach's distribution list, and if you're following us on Blog Talk or Facebook or Twitter. But I said Diane was going to be here. Diane's daughter just gave birth to a new baby girl. So she said they've been up all night. But the baby's healthy, mom's healthy, and I think that they're all just a bunch of tired people. And I said, Di, you spend time with your daughter and your family today. It's more important than anything. So on that note, I think family's important. I think relationships are important. And that's the reason why Di and I decided to do this show on Sunday morning, because I think, doing angel coaches and doing coaching and session work with people, they always ask me, it's pretty much about love, relationships, and money, our career. So men and money, two M&Ms for us women, most of us women, and men are there too as well. They want to know about their relationship. They just show it a little differently. So anyway, let me share with you guys a couple things, because this probably won't be as long a show as we usually have, or maybe it will. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I asked the angels to help me with it this morning. And I always like to share with you how I got a show idea, and sometimes I'll just have a dream about it. Sometimes it'll just come to me quick. But I had three people since Friday ask me, listen, is this person cheating on me? Or is it just my fear, right? Everything is energy, you guys. And so two of them, believe it or not, were men, and one of them was a woman. One of them, the ages are range between 20 and 40-something. So let me take it with my best friend. He calls me, he says, Cherie, my girlfriend, he goes, I've had her now for, 6 months, and she started cheating on me. I go, his name is Jim, but we always call each other by our last names. And he goes, so Abbott, what's the deal with her? I said, Gregory, last name. I said, you always have women cheat on you, and you always have your spouses cheat on you as well, spouses, mates, or whatever. And I said, and who are the girls that that when they want to cheat on their boyfriends, they come to you? He goes, I don't judge them for it. And I go, no, you don't judge them. I get that. But on some level, you're saying cheating's okay with me. So when you allow the energy of cheating, okay, remember, everything's an energy, the energy of love, the energy of cheating, the energy of bad behavior, whatever, then it doesn't distinguish between, I don't want them to cheat on me, but it's okay if they cheat with me. I don't want her to cheat on me, but it's okay if I cheat because I'm miserable because I really still love her. So those are the things that most people tend to forget. So when you allow the energy of cheating and you sit back and wonder if your mate's cheating, okay, look at where you have been, okay, and this is a big message, where you've been with the idea of cheating. Have you cheated on? Have you cheated with someone? Has someone cheated with you? So, if you're saying it's okay to cheat and you're not judging, then expect it to, because the universe doesn't distinguish what's okay to cheat if a girl cheats with me or a guy cheats with me, but I don't want anyone to cheat on me and my relationship. I hope this makes sense. So he said, and he and I are come from two different, thought forms in certain areas. And he goes, and then he says, T, he's called my three names, Cherie Abbott. He goes, T, he goes, that actually makes sense. And he says, so how do I change it? And I go, Gregory, first of all, you got to start using your intuition. And he said, how do I do that? And I go, okay, I'm going to come back to that with you, Gregory, in just a second. So let me tell you about the second story. Okay, and I'll come back to you guys to share with you what I told Gregory. And I have a friend of mine. She's also a client. She's a woman. And she's 30-something years old. And she goes, I know that he's cheating on me. And I go, why? And she goes, I know how it feels when he cheats. And I go, has he ever cheated before? She goes, no. And I said, okay, have you ever been cheated on before? She goes, yes. And I said, so let's look at this. Is this your energy or your fear, okay, or is it something that you're actually feeling that's going on right now? She goes, how do I tell the difference? And I said, well, let's talk about it. I'll tell you the third story now. A really good friend of mine, super cool guy, and he's always been the one that women have cheated on with, right? And so they've had a relationship, and they go to him, and he allows them, or not allows them, I guess it's not a good word, because, you know, at a moment things just happen. They cheat with him. And he's met someone who he really cares about, and he says, I wonder if she's going to cheat on me. She's not done anything yet, but I feel like it's still there. And I go, and I told him, I said, well, listen, I'll start with his story. I said, remember, when you allow the energy of cheating in your life, okay, you know, thoughts or things, and you say, okay, I can cheat with them. I'm not going to, you know, they're going to cheat with me, and I'm not going to judge them for it. On some level, you do feel guilty about it. And so that affects how you know, I don't like cheating. I don't want it around me. I feel bad that I cheat. So when you feel bad about something and don't want it to happen, you keep thinking about how bad it is and how you don't want it to happen and you want to keep it away from you, then what happens is you draw more of that to you, okay? And it doesn't necessarily mean it shows up with more women if you're a guy and are into women. It means that it just shows up for you in different areas of your life, okay? It could show up in business and personal. All right. So how do you distinguish if that's a fear or if it's your or if it's your intuition? When you first wake up in the morning, that is your energy that you're feeling, okay? And so become really familiar with that. All right. Your energy, that's what you're feeling, okay? So once you get that, that's how you're feeling, then go back to a time when you had when you were feeling that fear of cheating from a relationship that you're in, that it may have happened, or maybe you actually caught that person. Or, that sounds so bad when I say it like that. Or maybe you actually found out about that person cheating on you. And so remember how that felt with you right then, okay? So when you're looking at this current situation that you're in, you may be extremely happy, and you're feeling that feeling. Ask yourself, and you can ask your angels, you ask yourself, is this my fear or is this my intuition? Is this an energy of something that's going on right now or something that I'm, a wound that I have from the past? Okay, and so once you figure that out, and all you have to do is know your energy. And how do you know your energy? Know how you feel when you're happy. Know how you feel when you're sad. Know how you feel when you're in love. Know how you feel when you, in the past, when someone has cheated on you and it didn't happen or it did happen. Okay, and look at that and go, that's my fear. Now, when it's your intuition, I'm going to tell you this right now. Your intuition, or your angels talk to you through your emotions. God talks to you through your emotions. When you have a strong intuition or strong feeling about something, for instance, when you have a feeling, you guys know what this is like, when you have a feeling that something is going to happen good in your life, maybe you're going to get that promotion, you know what that feels like, although that's not something that you've experienced yet, but you're feeling that feeling coming to you, okay? So that's not a feeling of fear. That's a feeling of good stuff. Your angels, I'm going to use angels. Some of you guys believe in God and the angels, or your higher self, will never talk to you through fear, like, where it's just crippling fear. They won't talk to you like that. That your emotions, if your intuition is activated, and it's your intuition, not fear, your intuition is going to be extremely firm. You may not like the message, but I'm going to tell you this: you're not going to feel that crippling fear. If you're feeling that crippling fear, that is probably not your intuition, but something from your past. Okay. And another way that you can do that is, remember, go back to a time when you felt joy, when you felt sadness, when you felt somebody cheating, and it was really real, and then you can start trusting your intuition and trusting your emotions, because your emotions are a great guide for you, all right, to operate realizing where you're coming from. And learn to be the observer, okay? So when you, when you're the observer, what does that look like? Imagine you're in a movie theater, okay? Let's look at it this way. Imagine you're in a movie theater and you're watching, anyway, guys, remember the movie just recently out? It doesn't really matter. Pick a movie that you like. And you're watching the movie and you're laughing and you're watching it and just enjoying it, okay? So that's really how you have to be in a relationship, okay? Or if you're wanting to know some information, or you're wanting to know what you're feeling is right or not, or if it's intuition or your fear. First of all, as I said, remember, know what your energy feels like when you experience certain things, you know, not only joy, but love, happiness, not happy, whatever you want to say. And also know that, you know, that's the first thing. And so once you're clear on that, what your energy feels like, then you know if it's your stuff or if it's your intuition that you're tapping into. Okay, the second thing is to be an observer. And how do you be an observer? You know what it's like when you sit in a movie theater and you're watching a movie and you're enjoying the whole cast of characters there and the circumstances that they're in, and you're watching the whole thing. Okay, but when you do that with your own life, okay, observe it. So you're watching it and you're not judging it. You're pulling yourself up and looking at it maybe from down, you know, looking at yourself, interacting with your friends, your family, the guy or the girl that you're involved with. So and you're observing it, you're watching it, you're not judging it, you're not making an opinion. So when you're doing that and you go, okay, is she cheating on me? Is he cheating on me? Watch it. Watch the actions. Watch everything. Okay, for about 5 minutes. You know, and take that within yourself, and just imagine you're watching your life from a movie screen, and then you learn to observe it rather than reacting to it, watching it instead of reacting, and then you respond instead of react. It's a lot different than imagine this. You're watching a movie. And there's a list of, there's you watching the whole section or scene, and imagine if you were the person, that person in that scene with that other person, and you guys are fighting and arguing. That is a lot different. It feels a lot different than when you're just watching it from a movie screen. Okay, so learn to be the observer, and when you can actively be the observer, do you understand? Rather than reacting, okay, or assuming something, then you can get a hold of your emotions and figure out what are you tapping into. Is it your fear from something that's happened in the past, or is it something that's ongoing? Or is it something that your intuition? So those are key things here, okay? Recapping, first of all, know your own energy. Know what it's like. Think back to a time when you were happy, when you were at a party. Think back to a time when you had an argument with your boyfriend or girlfriend because you thought they were cheating on you. And realize that they weren't, or realize that they were, okay? And then also become the observer, watching things happen rather than reacting to them, okay? And when you can watch, then you're going to get really clear, because it's like you're sitting there watching your life for a brief moment, not reacting, and then you're allowing your emotions, the angels, to come in and talk to your emotions through your emotions. Rather than, or God, you know, or a high part of yourself, rather than you, you know, screaming and reacting and getting, you know, freaked out, which we all have done. I think those couple things here are super important to do. Another thing that I think is really, really, really important too is rather than doing something, you know, meditation is key. You know, take 5 minutes and breathe in and out, and realize that's you tapping in, just saying, hey, let me know the deal here. What do I need to look out for? And a lot of times, you guys, it is yourself, okay, in your own sabotaging your relationship because you haven't healed something from the past, okay? So when you're breathing in and out for about 2 to 3, hopefully 5 minutes if you can, then you're going to, and concentrate on your breathing, then you're going to get the messages. God, I think, talks to us with our angels, through our emotions, okay? So those are a couple things to remember, too, as well. One of the other things that I got this morning with developing your intuition is really, what are you surrounding your life with, okay? If you're surrounding your life with negative people, then you're going to get negative feedback or negative experiences, right? Because you have to condition your body, which we do with working out, but also our mind and our spirit. When we start conditioning those two, and we do it like 5 minutes of breathing exercise, then, you know, and all the other things that I just told you, observing your life, right? And going back in time and remember what fear feels like, and your intuition, and different, what joy feels like, or was that fear, or was that intuition when you go back and look at experiences that you've had in the past, you can figure out, is that fear or is that my intuition? Okay. And so to develop the intuition, as I said, meditation is great. The other thing is conditioning your spirit and your mind to be able to come from a place of love and joy, right? And that takes time. Imagine if you, it's kind of like dieting. If you were changing your whole eating habits, right? And you've always eaten at fast food or you've eaten crappy food, you know, and that's okay. I'm not judging anybody for it. I just want to use this as an example. You condition your body by changing and eating better food, right? And, you know, you start eating maybe whole foods, maybe you start eating organic, maybe you stop eating at fast foods. I don't know. But when you start conditioning your body, you change your eating habits and you change your exercise habits. It is not easy at first, right? It takes 90 days to become a habit. So that's what you look at too as well, okay? It's almost like you got to treat your mind and your spirit like to do your body in changing those habits. So look at your life and you go, okay, what kind of friends do I have? What kind of people do I hang out with? The five people that are closest to you are usually the way you think and feel most days, okay? Because you're attracting those kind of people to you. So look at the five people that you interact with on a daily basis, you know, as friends, or friends and family. And then you say, okay, are these good? What kind of energy do they bring to the table? And what kind of energy am I bringing to the table? Because where your thoughts are at is really where you're creating at, okay? So, you know, if your friends are great people, then that's wonderful. I'm not saying they're not great people if they have bad behavior sometimes, but if they're down and out and they're always broke and they're always complaining and they're always talking about their relationships that aren't good, then you got to look at yourself and you go, wow, what if that friend that you're looking at or friends that you're looking at, somebody asks them, who are the five people and what do they bring to the table? Then you look at your, you know, would they be saying the same thing about you? Well, he's this, she's this, she's down and out, she doesn't believe in the law of attraction, thoughts are things. It takes practice, just like dieting and exercise takes practice, and it takes doing it day in and day out to form a habit. So anyway, breathing, meditation, key for realizing your intuition. Also looking at your life and say, okay, I've got to, and really it's a got to situation. You go, I've got to, you know, condition my mind and my spirit. What friends am I hanging out with? And you look at that and go, okay, what friends am I hanging out with and what kind of people are they? And then it'll tell you a lot about who you are, okay? And are you always coming from fear? Are you always coming from intuition? And are you mostly coming from fear-based situations? Are you mostly coming from lack? And so that's a couple of things there. How do you change that? Well, there's all sorts of performance-based programs out there that will help you change the way you think and you feel. And it will also help you conquer fears. All you have to do is, you know, put something in Google, conquering fears, programs that conquer fear, programs that help you develop your intuition. But once you start conditioning that, then you start changing, really coming from a really cool place of abundance, right? And then when you're coming from abundance, you're going to be able to tap into intuition a heck of a lot easier. And you're going to be able to tap in, not that you can't when you're coming from lack, but usually you're tapping into negativity rather than positive stuff. So a couple things that people are use that I talked to you before I did the show today. Somebody, she told me, she goes, you know what I use? And music. She has a whole music that works with the brain, okay? And it helps work with, you know, keeping her emotions and working the left and the right side part of the brain. And that's what she uses. She also uses a guided meditation. I have a guy that I was talking to, and what does he use? He uses books on, he runs with books on Audible. And so when he's out there exercising, you know, running, those books are playing in his head. You know, Tony Robbins, you're strong, you know, all these things, and helps him tap into his personal power and his power, you know, his higher power, whatever that may be to him. So, you know, these people are actually doing this every day. You know, I run in the morning sometimes, and one of the things I use is Tony Robbins. I love him. He's got something that will really help condition your mind and your spirit. And I'm creating a lot of meditations right now, and I'll talk about that at the end of the show. But that's something that really works for me. And so, you know, and you're going, well, Tree, that sounds so hard and so difficult. Man, I don't know how you guys are, but what is more difficult, laying in bed at night or walking around during the day thinking, I'm so unhappy. Is this guy or is this girl cheating on me? And they've done this, this, and this. Or picking up your iPod and you're running and you're walking and power walking or whatever it is you do, and listening to Wayne Dyer, Power of Intention, How to Put Your Intention Out There, listening to Tony Robbins, listening to you know, whoever. There's a lot of them out there. Brian Tracy, great one about building abundance and coming from a really cool place. So therefore, you're going to be responding to situations and coming from a place of strength and power and great intuition. Or if you don't do the work, you're always going to get what you've always got. Okay. So when you don't meditation, I gave you a couple of things here: breathing in and out for 5 minutes, getting the guided meditation. By the way, I'm creating some great ones. So our angel coaches is so you know be looking for that in the next couple of days. And also changing, you know, picking up your feet, picking up your butt, getting up out the door and walking and exercising. And also, because when you're moving, anything that's moving stays moving, and working on those changing your habits, okay, by hearing great things coming into you. You're strong, you're intuitive, you're powerful, your fears are gone, whatever it is, you know, because there's mantras out there, there's I am, you know. I know some people, we've talked about this over the day, past few weeks, I am strong, I am powerful, I am exercising, you know, and then tapping in, and it doesn't mean that you have to say goodbye to your friends. As you raise your vibration, okay, and you're tapping into your intuition more, that will just come, okay? You'll get better friends that are more suited to where you're at, okay, on a energy level. And that you don't have to do anything. You just have to be working on yourself, okay, all the time. Because, you know, how many times do we sit there and we beat ourselves up, or we get mad at our boyfriend or girlfriend and accuse them things without having any proof, and then we realize later that it was our fear. Maybe it is our intuition sometimes. But when you really start working on yourself and doing the work, those who do the work will get the pay. And the pay doesn't necessarily mean financial, okay? But the pay is peace of mind, you know what I mean? Peace of mind and prosperity in every area of your life. And when you're working on yourself, that relationship, you're going to attract a great, great mate, whether a great guy or a great girl, you know. And then realize that, too, that, you know, you're creating everything. And if the girl's cheating on you or the guy's cheating on you, you created that. Why did you create it if you believe in the law of attraction? And the law of attraction is always working. If you can make it work on purpose for you by doing certain things that we talked about. I'm going to recap this. Okay, coming from fear, be the observer. Remember how you know, fear, intuition. Remember how you felt when things have come to you easily, you know, and with joy, with love. And you know that's your feeling, okay? And you know that's your fear when you figure how to distinguish when you know your own energy, and that's when you wake up in the morning. That is your energy, what you're feeling when your eyes open up. This first thing that's your energy, okay? So once you're clear on what your energy feels like, then you understand that's your fear, or that's your intuition, that your angels or your higher self, whatever you believe in, is talking to you through. Observe it. Rather than, you know, observe your life, rather than being a part of it, like in a movie theater, you can be a character or you can watch the whole cast of characters and enjoy a whole movie, okay, or get a grasp on what's really going on. And then also become breathing. Take 5 minutes of exercising, breathing exercises in the morning, and whenever something pops up, just imagine you erasing it from a whiteboard in your mind's eye, and just breathe for 5 minutes. Okay, and then concentrate on your breathing, and you're going to get some real answers about developing your intuition there. So those are a couple of things that you can do right away that's going to make a huge difference for you. And then you can, you know, Archangel Shamuel always helps you find lost things, a lost relationship, for instance, lost keys, but he's great at soulmate relationships. But it's so much easier to do the work, you know, to take the steps and do the work on yourself and then ask for help. Because when you're you know, conditioning your mind and your spirit, and you're doing the work, it is, you're coming from, instead of coming from a place, let's say, where we're vibrating at or where energy is at before this, before conditioning our mind and body, if it's below a 5, you know that you're attracting some people and some things in your life may not be the best for you on a higher level, and that's okay until you choose something different. You want a great relationship, you want somebody who's true and honest, then you be true and honest, okay? And remember, you attract the energy of cheating when you allow it around you in any form, okay? Because the universe doesn't distinguish if it's done with you, to you, or behind your back, too, as well. So those are a few things. I think I apologize. This is such a brief call, but I've had fun with you guys today. Thank you. And if you have any comments or questions, please email me. And also, by the way, people don't know that I do session work. They think, you still do? Are you? And I go, yes, I am. So if you want to make an appointment with me, we'll talk about your angels and any other questions that you have, because I'm clairvoyant and clairsentient, claircognizant. I do not like to say psychic, although there's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people have a problem with that, you know, with using the word psychic. So I prefer to think of it as being super aware, developing a higher awareness. And sometimes that's easier for people, you know, that are becoming more intuitive. You know, because when we're becoming more aware, then we can show others how to become more aware and develop. And then it's, instead of one person, it becomes about a whole, you know, a whole mass consciousness doing a shift change. And that's really what this is about. So as you're developing your intuition and your awareness, then you can show others how to do the same by doing some of the exercises that I just shared with you, asking Archangel and thanking Archangel Shamuel for helping you if you believe in angels, you know, or believe in a higher part of yourself or God. And then work with, you know, work with a spiritual community. We have a wonderful one here at Blog Talk Radio with angel coaches. I know there's several of them out there. And then, you know, so you can do that too as well. See, I'm trying to think because I'm actually doing the show, not from my house. I lost my whole train of thought. I'm so sorry, you guys. Anyway, it doesn't matter. If you want to make an appointment with me, we can talk about how to develop your intuition, what angels are working with you, what your soul's plan is, what your soul's purpose is, and help you come from, man, great happiness and great joy. Then give me, go to my site, angelcoaches.org, because my goal here is to help humanity, or serve humanity by helping them find their life soul purpose. And that's my life soul purpose. So people have asked me, do you still do that? Do you still do sessions? Do you still do? Yeah, I do. So I hope that helps you guys. Let's see, a couple things. We have our new site's going to be up very soon. We've got a lot of new coaches. So it's angelcoaches.org. You'll be able to see our new site very soon. And we've got some new classes coming up. I know that Joelle and Allison are doing something for kids, you know, with how to help your kids exercise, how to help your kids develop their intuition, how to help your kids that, you know, you heard of psychic kids, our kids with a higher awareness, that's what I like to call them, and how to work with them. And they're special souls, as we all are. They just have a little different work here on the planet, but we all have a work, and God always has a plan for all of us, too, as well. So we've got a great show on Tuesday night with manifesting and the law of attraction and the power of intention. We also have a great show on Thursday night too with a special speaker, and I'm going to announce that. I just got to verify, double check that one. And go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page and post a comment of maybe a show that you want to listen to. And we've got some people that are following Joelle's exercises. This is so funny. I put this out in an email, I think, but I had a lady call the other day, and she's a client. And I've really pushed these exercises because I know what they've done for me. And I just want everyone to be healthy and happy, right? Including all of us. Anyway, she says, Tariq, she goes, I was doing the exercises, and she goes, oh God, it hurts. That's what I said. And she said, does that count as tapping into my higher power? How cute is that? Anyway, you take care, everybody. Have a great Sunday, and God bless. And we'll talk on Tuesday.